I should put a label warning on here, like hot. Make sure you have a glass of milk nearby. Right? But it's true. When you're stuck in that vicious cycle, you are at the peak of your suffering. And the good news is that it only gets better from there, boo. It only gets better from there. The awareness that you are, tapping into by listening to this episode is going to make everything just a little bit easier. Welcome to the Empowered Expression Podcast. I'm so glad that you guys are here. I hope you're doing so well and that your week is amazing. Yes. This is a good spicy episode. There's a little bit of soul heat in this episode. We're going to be talking about how to cultivate deep as fuck commitment. Deep commitment. And this is something that I hear from people a lot, is the question that, a lot of people ask themselves is like, oh, am I going to be able to make this happen? Whatever the this is, whether it's you're starting your business, you're pivoting your business, you are changing your messaging, you're investing in a coach, whatever it is, right? When you're like, am I going to be able to make this happen? This business thing happen in whatever way that's showing up in your world right now. So that's what we're going to jam on today, is what's really at the root of that question and how you can pretty much make it irrelevant so that you don't have to ask it of yourself anymore. Sounds nice, right? Good. Cool. So if you've ever been felt waffly in your doubt in your ability to do the things, we're going to squash it today. Squash it. Get ready. Before we do that, I'm super freaking stoked because this is the first week of the newest round of BTAB in the group format, which is so freaking exciting. This is 2.0. They're getting new and improved everything. So this is a super, super exciting week over in this world. I am so excited to see this round unfold because there's always an immense amount of magic that happens in this program. It's truly an incredible space. I'm honored to be the human that this decided to come through into the world. And in case you're like, what the hell are you talking about, Caroline? Let me tell you, BTAB, the acronym short for Bigger Than a Brand, is a 12-week program that I take clients through in the group format and in the one-on-one format to help you go from crickets on the Instagram, not knowing how to have a cohesive content plan, feeling like you are forever throwing spaghetti at the wall when it comes to Instagram. Nobody wants to be in that world. That world's pretty brutal. I know, because I lived it for a hot minute. And BTAB helps you no longer live in that world, have complete clarity in your content plan and how to create really compelling content and messaging, brand messaging that calls in your absolute dream ideal clients, makes it super easy for you to book out your calendar with sales calls. And it's a really unique program. I'm just going to be honest. It's a really unique program because I've never seen another content or experienced another content creation program that is as comprehensive as BTAB and as soul driven. There's so much deep work and soul work in this program that really remarkable things happen. Really remarkable things happen. Cool. So we are starting on that journey right now, which I am so, so, so excited about. So stay tuned for all kinds of good results on my Instagram. You will get to see the journey as they go along. All right. So let's talk about cultivating commitment. So before we really hop into, I'm going to kind of do a little bit of myth busting in this episode, which is going to be a lot of fun, and a little bit of lighting a fire under your booty, which is going to be nice and spicy. But before we hop into all that, I first want to kind of illustrate what it looks like when you have an aversion to commitment. It might not be what you think, right? Oftentimes, it shows up first as this question around, like we were talking about earlier, am I going to be able to do this? Am I, whether it's whether you're leaving a 9 to 5, you're going full time into your business and you're like, am I going to be able to make this work? Am I going to be able to do the things, right? And this question of, am I going to be able to do this? Maybe you're at a point where you are trying to switch up your offer, raise your prices, pivot your business. At any transition point in your life, you have this, am I going to be able to do this question going on? And when you have this waffly question in your awareness, then over time, it kind of sucks the joy out of showing up because it takes so much energy, right? So much energy for you to show up consistently. It's no longer fun to consistently show up and consistently create. And so then what happens is you're like, okay, I just need to get more disciplined and I need to be more focused and I need to be more committed. But it's coming from this like toxic, authoritarian parent to child kind of place, which is actually not what commitment is at all. And so it gets a really bad rep with people because they're like, oh, I need to be more committed. But oh God, that doesn't sound like any fun. That sounds like the punishment that I received when I was a small child. Right? And so of course, self-sabotage kicks in and the whole thing kind of starts over. And so you end up in this vicious loop where it feels like the doubt around, am I going to be able to do this, then, you know, manifests as this lack of commitment, which manifests as this inconsistency. And then you go into the double down punishment phase, but that feels awful. And so self-sabotage kicks in and doubt comes back, right? And it just keeps feeding this vicious cycle. And if you're like most people, then you probably feel that the doubt, those questions of, am I going to be able to do it? That's what creates the waffliness and leads to the lack of commitment and then continues to propagate the cycle, right? That you have the, am I going to be able to do this? And then the not showing up sounds fun, or, you know, the showing up does not sound fun. And then the inconsistency happens. And so that's where oftentimes people are like, I'm not committed enough because my actions aren't aligned with what I want, right? I'm gonna bust that myth. Let's bust it. We're busting it right now, because the opposite is actually true. It's not that the doubt is what leads to the lack of commitment. It's the other way around. The lack of commitment is what leads to the doubt. I'm going to say it again so you can write it down and you can circle it and you can come back to it later. The lack of commitment is what leads to doubt. And I want to really kind of, you know, wash the slate clean here with the word commitment, because even as I'm saying that, I can hear some of you guys feeling like you're getting called out, feeling like that sense of punishment, that sense of like parent to child discipline, right? Like that's such an intertwined vibe when we talk about commitment, focus, discipline, these very like, you know, hardcore masculine traits that oftentimes, you know, we have a lot of sense of like, oh no, don't make me do the things tied up with that, right? So even as I'm sitting here saying it's the other way around, lack of commitment is what leads to doubt, I can feel the juju. I can feel some of you guys being like, ugh, don't say that to me. But it's actually really, really great news. And we're going to totally shift your view on commitment and help you in this episode get to a really deep place of commitment. Like if you can't reflect on the question that I'm going to be asking here in a hot minute, then I'm going to really encourage you to come back to this episode when you have time to really think. You can absorb it now, passively absorb it now, but maybe carve out a little bit of time and space to reflect on some of the stuff that we're going to be jamming on. Because when you're able to get to the truth of commitment, the deep layers of commitment, then the doubt goes away. The doubt goes away. Because again, that lack of commitment is what was creating the doubt in the first place. So when you get rid of the lack of commitment, sorry if you guys heard my burp. I don't know if you did. I don't know if that got picked up or not, but in case it did, you know, shit happens. So that doubt is created by the lack of commitment. So when you get rid of the lack of commitment, when you are coming from a really, really rooted, committed place, then you don't even have to worry about the doubt anymore. It becomes irrelevant. Cool. So before we hop into like kind of rooting down into deep commitment, I want to revisit this idea of cleaning the slate of commitment. Commitment is not a dirty word. It's not an oppressive word. It's not a restrictive word in any way. It's actually a very, very freeing and liberating word. When you are tapped into a deep place of rooted commitment, it frees up so much mental energy, so much emotional energy, and it makes it so much easier for you to actually enjoy the journey. And that's something that I think doesn't get talked about often enough. People, when you think of like committed people, you think of people who are, at least I think culturally, they're often depicted as people who are, you know, doing the hard stuff no matter what, no matter whether or not they enjoy it, no matter what their feelings are, they're just doing it. Hustle and grind, doing it, right? Like that's the vibe. But realistically, when you tap deep, 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 deep into a really rooted place of commitment, then all of a sudden, you're kind of coming into an agreement with yourself to actually enjoy the ride, to actually enjoy the journey more. I don't remember where I heard this, but I remember hearing somewhere, somebody at some point in time talking about how they were doing, I think they were doing studies on like Navy SEALs or something like that, who were in training. They were in training and they were doing this like pretty brutal workout. And they were happy. They were genuinely enthusiastic about the workout, genuinely enjoyed what they were doing, right? And that, you know, I remember hearing about that in the context of that really being the key to commitment, because the struggle, you know, and the doubt and the waffliness is what makes things painful. So when you get rid of that waffliness and that struggle and that doubt, then the journey genuinely does become more fun. Commitment is fun. Commitment is freedom. Commitment is amazing, right? So we can, you know, I just wanted to clear that up a little bit and like, you know, remove the bad charge. If you have any bad charge around commitment, I just wanted to kind of clear that up before we really dig deep into the depths of your commitment. I know. Don't get scared and run away. It's a really good thing. but I wanted to clear that up because that's something that I think so many people feel. So many people use the idea of commitment and not being quote unquote committed enough as another thing to guilt and shame themselves and another measure of not enoughness. It's got nothing to do with that. Okay, deep breath. I'm gonna drink some water. Okay, so hopefully at this point you're like, okay, like I hear you. I'm open to thinking about commitment in a potentially new way, but how do I get there? How do you get to like the deep rooted committed place that is going to help you make doubt irrelevant? I'm so glad you asked. Oh my God, let's talk about it. Okay? Here's how you get there. I want you to imagine, let's use the example of just, you know, in broad terms, building your business. The sense of being committed to doing whatever it takes to build your business. Whether that is consistently creating content, consistently showing up on stories, consistently engaging with your people, getting on sales calls when your knees are shaking, whatever the thing is, right? When you are thinking about showing up to your business consistently. This is the example that I think is probably going to be super relevant to everybody listening here. So I want you to imagine the worst case scenario, 10 to 15 years or more from now. Imagine that you still haven't quote unquote figured it out. You're still hashing it out. You're still trying to work through stuff. You are you know, not necessarily making a full-time income. So maybe you are, you know, still getting a side gig or whatever, and you're making ends meet. And you've been doing this for 10, 15 years or more. You could have done it for 20 years. You could be 50. You could be 60, right? And you are troubleshooting and you're trying to figure it out. Take a second, imagine that reality. Now, I want you to get really, really, really real with yourself right here, right now. Would you rather be living in that reality and be at peace with the knowledge that you tried and are trying your best to do the thing that your heart is calling you to do, number one, and live in a state of, you know, self-exploration and business exploration? Would you rather be in that place, or would you rather be in a stable 9-to-5? And this really, here's what this comes down to. What this really comes down to is getting at the core of what you value. There's no right or wrong answer, but it's getting to the core of what you value. Do you value growth and exploration? Or do you value consistency, stability, perceived security? And I'm not saying that these are mutually exclusive, not by any stretch of the imagination. Of course, you can experience growth and exploration in stable environments. And of course, you can create, I mean, you definitely learn to create stability in growth environments. That's not, you know, it's not that one is not available in either circumstance. It's about what you deeply value the most and what you find, you know, which route is going to give you more regrets. That's the real question. Which route is going to give you more regrets? So sit with that. Sit with that for a second and really imagine yourself in either alternative reality. You got it? Do you think about it? Are you imagining it? I'm going to give you another second. Now, okay. I'm going to assume that you came to a conclusion. Or if you didn't, that you are passively absorbing this and that you're going to come back to it later, really take some time to come to a conclusion. Whichever you feel more pulled to and whichever feels more fulfilling to you, more fulfilled, and that you would live a more peaceful life knowing that you've made a series of decisions that are not going to lead you to feel to a sense of regret. In either direction, doesn't matter which direction, right? When you land in that place of acknowledgement, then the question of, am I going to be able to do this? It becomes irrelevant. It truly becomes irrelevant. If, you know, if you were going to have more regrets living 9-to-5 life, then it's not about whether or not you're going to be able to do it. You just are going to do it. You take the, am I going to be able to, out of the equation, because you've already decided, accepted, and come to a place of true acceptance and empowered peace around the idea of just doing it for years, for the hell of it, for the sake of it, because you love it, right? And vice versa. If you were going to have more regrets being in the, you know, the entrepreneurial space as opposed to in the 9-to-5, then it's you know, at that same, in the same way, am I going to be able to do this is no longer a relevant question. It's no longer a relevant question, you know? And I say this with love. It's not for everybody. And that's a beautiful thing. We need all of the different kinds of humans in the world. We need all of the different kinds of humans in the world, right? And it's about coming to that deep place of awareness and recognition, like, oh, wait, this actually, maybe this actually isn't for me, you know, and letting that be okay. Because here's the real real. Here's the real real is that that perceived peace that, you know, you might be assuming comes when everything is figured out and all the stuff is going well and, you know, you're making the revenue you want and da 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 da, you're working the hours you want, all this stuff, this perceived peace. It doesn't come from all that stuff. It comes from enjoying the frickin' journey. It comes from actually enjoying the whole thing, the whole ride. And when you come to that place of like, oh, I'm not doing it for all of this stuff. I'm doing it because I enjoy the ride. Then it doesn't matter whether or not you're going to be able to do it because you just are doing it. Not for any other reason other than you genuinely love it and you want to make lives better. You feel me? So, you know, let that land. Let that land. And then I kind of want to light a little fire under your booty to, you know, help you really face those realities with a whole heart. Because it can be a very scary thing to sit and ask yourself those kinds of questions. For sure. Because as humans, when we start to ask ourselves those kinds of questions, there's a part of you that probably is going to feel like just by asking this question, am I quote unquote giving up? Am I accepting something I don't want? Right? There's probably going to be a part of you that has that fear, right? That doesn't want to let go fully and imagine and really accept these kinds of realities that we're talking about here. And so I want to do you a favor and light a little fire under your booty so that it becomes easier to really look at those truths. Okay? Okay, let's go. So I got great news for you. I've got great news for you. Are you ready? You're already living the worst case scenario. Da, 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 da. Congratulations. You are probably already living the worst case scenario. You might be like, Carolyn, what the fuck? This is not good news. What are you talking about? It is great news. You're already living the worst case scenario. You are already, you know, surviving. You're doing good. You're doing great. You're at least doing well enough to, like, you know, have the Wi-Fi that you need to hear this podcast. So you are doing a great job at surviving, right? And the reason that I say you're already living the worst case scenario is because the worst case scenario is completely, completely, completely a state of mind. It is a state of suffering. So suffering is whenever you are resisting what is. You are already on the journey. You are already doing the things. So for you to sit there and waffle back and forth with the doubt and like the lack of deep, deep, deep commitment about whether or not you're going to be able to do the things, that is suffering. That is suffering. That is it. There it is. You pinpointed it. We pinpointed it together, boo. There it is. Put it on a map. That's it. Because you're doing the things. You're doing them. You're already doing them, right? And if you reach that deep layer of commitment that you're just going to continue to do them because you enjoy the journey of self-discovery, you enjoy the journey of building things, you enjoy it all, then you're going to be able to continue to do them. You're doing them now. Why would you not be able to continue doing them, right? And so the questioning and the doubt and the waffliness, that is the suffering. That is the suffering because here you are faced with a reality where you're already doing the things, you're already making it happen. And yet, on some level, aren't able to accept the reality of that because it feels, I don't know, fill in the blank. scary, outside the comfort zone, not worthy, all the things. All the things, right? When you're in this false loop that we talked about earlier, right, where it feels like the doubt creates the waffliness, which makes it not fun to show up, which leads to inconsistency, which makes you want to double down and punish yourself with more commitment, and then that feels shitty, so you start to self-sabotage, and then more doubt, and then you just get stuck in this, you know, vicious cycle. When you're in that vicious cycle, that is the peak of your suffering. You're like, Caroline, what the fuck? This episode does not feel good. I told you it was spicy. I told you. I should put a, you know, a label warning on here, like, hot. Make sure you have a glass of milk nearby. Right? But it's true. When you're stuck in that vicious cycle, you are at the peak of your suffering. And the good news is that it only gets better from there, boo. It only gets better from there. The awareness that you are, you know, tapping into by listening to this episode is going to make everything just a little bit easier. And when you dig deep and you get to the root of your commitment and you are able to commit, no matter what the journey looks like, simply commit to the journey for the sake of the motherfucking journey, then the doubt goes away and the loop goes away. And then you're just experimenting, tinkering, having fun, learning new things, being curious, exploring like a human being. Doesn't that sound much better? That's commitment. That's the gift of commitment. There it is. That's the essence of it. Not this crime and punishment thing. Not this like, you aren't enough, you aren't committed enough, and you got to double down on your commitment by installing these daily habits and waking up at 1 a.m. to go run up a mountain and meditate for 5 hours, right? Commitment is about making it easier on yourself so that you get to enjoy the journey. So that you get to enjoy the journey. And we've been talking about this in the context of, you know, business activities, showing up online, creating content, you know, engaging with your people, building a really beautiful corner of the internet, doing the uncomfortable things in the context of business. But this is true all over your life. This is true if you are, you know, deciding to commit to a new health and fitness journey, or a new, you know, self-love and body image journey, or a new romantic relationship journey, or any kind of journey that you decide you want to commit to. When you dig down deep and you understand why you're doing it in the first place, and, you know, which, get clear on which path is going to bring you the most long-term fulfillment and the least regrets, then it becomes easy to enjoy the path because you're not waffling anymore. You're not waffling anymore. You get to take the waffles out of the fries and you're just left with regular fries or maybe sweet potato fries. And you don't have to have, you know, just regular fries. You can have sweet potato fries. You know, you can keep the waffles in the fries if you wanted, because waffle fries are definitely way better than regular fries. But I don't know. What's something that waffles aren't good in? Oh, that's a hard question. I don't know. I don't know. You guys let me know. If you could think of something that waffles aren't good. A stew? Waffles would not be very good in stew, I guess. But who puts fucking waffles in stew? I don't know. Crazy people. There's probably somebody. There is probably someone in this world who does that. But we're not friends. So anyway, cool. All right. So before we kind of sign off, I just want to recap what we went through today, because we covered some good stuff, some spicy stuff. So we were first talking about the vicious loop, that so many people get stuck in when they have an aversion or a negative connotation attached to commitment. And that is this doubt. Am I going to be able to pull this thing off? Am I going to be able to do this? And then that you know, makes it no longer fun to do the things because it's taking so much energy and so much life force. And then from there, that leads to a lack of, or, you know, perceived leads to a lack of commitment, inconsistency. And so then you double down on the commitment, you download all the content planners, you create an epic content plan, but then that feels awful and restrictive. And so you self-sabotage and then the doubt comes back up and then you get stuck in this cycle. When realistically, the doubt is not the precursor to the lack of commitment. It is the other way around. Lack of commitment, of deep-rooted commitment, is what creates the doubt in the first place. So when you get to the root and you commit at a deep-ass level, you get rid of the doubt and you make the doubt irrelevant. Irrelevant. And how do you do that? You project yourself far into the future and imagine what the quote-unquote worst-case journey might look like, and you accept it. You accept it. You see it for how beautiful it would be. You acknowledge that even if the quote-unquote worst-case scenario happened, that that would still feel more fulfilling than, you know, the alternatives, whatever the alternatives look like for you. And when you commit at that level, then the question, am I going to be able to do this thing? Am I going to be able to pull this puppy off? It becomes irrelevant because you are doing it. You are doing it and you've committed to enjoying the journey from a deep, deep, deep place. We also talked about the fact that you're literally already in the worst case scenario when it comes to suffering, right? This vicious cycle, this is the peak of your suffering in the context of commitment. And as soon as you start to shift your awareness around this puppy, it frees up so much juju, so much life force, and the whole thing gets easier. You get to get off of this vicious hamster wheel of doubt and self-judgment. Yes, leave the hamster wheel of doubt and say, who the fuck wants to be on that hamster wheel? Nobody, nobody. So my invitation to you guys is to really sit with what we talked about today. Like really, really go deep into that question that I asked, you know, like, looking out into the future, what reality would be most fulfilling and would lead to the least regrets? And I invite you to make a decision and fucking go, right? Make a decision and go with it. Go with it because stagnancy is, it's the worst. It is the worst. That is the only way that you're not doing it, right? That's the only way that you're not doing it is when you're not doing anything. So sit with this, get really real with yourself, make a decision and fucking go for whatever it is on the horizon that you've maybe been holding back on because you were afraid you weren't going to be able to make it happen. Whether that is investing in support, whether that is starting your business, whether it's going full time, whether it's, you know, raising your prices, whatever. Fucking go for it. Fucking go for it because why not? Why not? You only live once. Try the things. Live your life, okay? Life is for living. That's the sticky note that's on my bathroom mirror right now. So you guys get it. Inside scoop to my bathroom mirror. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. If this episode served you guys, take a screenshot of you listening to it. That was the noise to take the screenshot. And then share it on Instagram stories. Tag me at caroline.addington_. And I love, love, love seeing you guys enjoy the episodes because this is why I make them, for you guys to enjoy them and get a lot of wisdom from them. So I love you so much. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day and I will see you next week.